I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know the future, man, you know?
Yeah, man, I just gave the hot and scotch one, the naturally spicy one. I say you're now locked into the future, man, and the Reggae Up Yourself podcast.
Play out some good, good, good reggae. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
Greetings and welcome back to the Reggae Up Yourself podcast. People, you know we always bring you the best of the best, and today is no different. I got the very, very, very talented and well-known reggae artist all the way out of Jamaica right now traveling through the UK with me, Jagavi. Jagavi, welcome to the Reggae Up Yourself podcast.
Greetings, greetings, future man. Greetings, Reggae Up Yourself podcast. World of people out there, you don't know. Manners, love and respect, you know?
Yeah, man, give thanks, man. So, Gav, you have been doing this music thing for quite a long time, isn't it? From back in the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah, St. Catherine is I and I bird parish, you know?
True.
Yeah, and you know, as you know, I spent a few years together where we grew up in the country.
Yeah.
You see me? And then, you know, back to St. Catherine. We have to give thanks for Mama and Papa, firstly, you know, Almighty Creator.
True.
Over all things. You see me? I say Mama and Papa and all the ones and ones them we dwell around, you know?
True, true. Mm-hmm. So, what was it like, you know, from them young years growing up in the street of St. Catherine and being an artist? At what point did you decide that you want to be a professional reggae artist?
Well, it was when I was leaving school, you know, because I attended a high school, which was an academic high school. Never really deal with skills, you know, and trade.
Yeah.
So it was more to do with academy, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was on leaving school, you know, knowing that, yeah, man, I go leave without a trade, so we have to go find something to do, you know, because what we teach in our school, I know, it only prepare you for life after school.
Yeah.
You know, so it was on leaving school, I decided that, yeah, I got to do this music, I got to take it serious.
Yeah.
You know, because I was doing it from I was in school, when we beat off the deck, stop them and I sing, and the whole school lively, you know, and we make moves go here, there, and everywhere, you know, chat, go town, go studio.
Obviously, you are a Rasta man who practiced the Rasta religion. Have you always been like a roots reggae and lovers rock type artist, or was there at any point in your like early career when you used to go down the dancehall part of the music?
Oh, I see. Rasta is not a religion, but it's a way of life, a culture, and you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a heritage. You know.
So I'd imagine that way of. That thoughts and way of life,
all of them,
is what led to the positive energy and vibration that transcend through your music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, that make a lot of sense.
You know
what I mean? So, who are some of the artists that you grew up amongst in Jamaica? Because I heard that you used to be, you know, had a good bridging or, you know, good association with the great Luciana.
Yeah, Luciana was also a member of I and I community.
Yeah.
You know, the hygiene where I used to sit on him bicycle with him little box guitar over him back. And, you know, then him a link with ones and ones who I and I grew up around, you know. Other artists, I even have the get the joy and the honor to grow up around artists like Gregory Peck. You see me? I say, yes. We know say Gregory Peck is a well-known symbol of dancehall music from King Jammin's them time.
Yeah.
Right up. You see me? I say,
yeah.
Admiral Tibet. You see me? I say, a whole host of artists. As I was telling someone the other day, that First Avenue, a place which is called Compound, you know, you have a song named Black Roller. You know, where all the artists them, you name it, Capleton, Ninja Man, Beanie Man, the whole of them used to come a Black Roller. You see me, I say? Yeah. Sonny George, I select a name, Sonny George. I'm the first man to put Mike in a Luciana hand. And him bust enough more youth. Youth like Travel Fox, Penny Irie. You see me, I say? So,
yeah.
Central Village is like a school when it comes to the music.
And producing great artists.
Yes, man. So... it was a joy. Ginger now was the last of the greats, you know?
Yeah.
Ginger, we all know Ginger do well with himself. True. You know, by the blessing of the Most High, we give her thanks. But, you know, as me say, the village never short of entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true that I and I come practice I and I craft and, you know, keep building. You know what I say? We have a little, every weekend, you used to have your little ghetto splash on any little corner. You see me? I say, when I'm around a compound, around our side, or, you know, in a Zion lane, or down a big lane, you see me? I say, or down a little lane, so something always a go on.
Yeah.
You see me? I say, so, and if you go up on stage this week and you're not getting a forward, all you do is just go back to the drawing board and know, say, next week when you come, you come hot. You see me? I say,
have to go back hot and ready next week.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, man, it's a school and you keep learning and you apply whatever you learn to your trade. And just keep moving.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense, man. You know what I mean? And I can tell that you live by those laws as well. You know, also, the name Jagavi. I think, you know what I mean? This is something that I'm always intrigued by. Is like, by when I interview artists, I always, you know, try to find out how they come by that name, whether they were named that or whether there's a reason why they go for a stage name as that. So, tell us about the name Jagavi and where that came from.
How Jagavi come about, it was when I was at kindergarten. I remember one Heroes Month, you know, in Jamaica, October is National Heroes Month.
Yeah.
Where we celebrate our national heroes, you know.
Yeah.
Jagavi growing up as a youth, you know, we always have a sturdy build, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because mama look after we proper, you see what I say?
True.
Yeah, so we never look wishy-washy, and I want to tell you, say, even now, because... if not bridging half hours, blackout. Anyway, blackout to me, him call me Fat Jah. So I was the one who out of the whole school, them could have find for represent Marcus Gavi, you know. So where you walk out with your farm teacher in front of the whole school, you know, because this is celebrating our national era.
True.
And I remember the day they asked a friend of mine if where could they get a felt hat to put on my head. And I tell you, say, when my brethren went home and get his dad felt hat and carry it back to school, that when they put it on me, I couldn't tell that it wasn't Marcus Gavi again.
Okay.
In reincarnation.
Cool, man.
Even until today, blackout, J.A. call me Fat Jah. So, you know what I say? It's a blessing.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
And from that day until then, the whole school called Marcus Gavi.
Yes.
So that's how the name come.
Yes.
You see me?
Yes, that makes sense. Yes, that is, man, a very good story, actually. That's quite good, man.
No, no, no.
Yes, that's, you know what I mean? That make a lot of sense, and I can see some of the resemblance as well. You know what I mean?
Yes, man.
Marcus Messiah Garvey, one of the greatest hero. You know what I mean? Not just from Jamaica, but the world know about Marcus Garvey.
And oh, I know the thing connect again, future, man.
Yes.
My father born a Senton.
True.
And my mother born a Senton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, and a Marcus Gavi birth parish.
True.
You see what I say? So that means that the connection is there. You see it?
Yes.
Yes, I. So I was trying.
Yeah, man, that's a great thing, man. I mean, you know, I mean, to be even for somebody to put your name in the same bracket as Marcus Garvey is a blessing, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, man,
you
don't know.
So, also as well, obviously, I've been following your music for a long time, and I know you from a long time as well and seen the progress you make. But for those people who haven't actually heard of Jagovi yet or would like to know more about Jagovi music and stuff like that, how would you describe your music?
Well, my music is a music of love, you know. Love, you know, a different injustice, inequality, you know what I mean? I say, help to uplift the nation and the generation to come. You see it? So, yeah, I would say I and I music, love is the word that would generalize. Yeah, I and I music.
Yeah, man, that's a great thing because, you know, love is the greatest thing. And with love, them say you can move mountain, you know,
yes,
but
man.
We can change the world with love as well, you know. So, yeah, totally understand that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So, also as well, growing up in Jamaica and, you know, performing in the street dances in Jamaica and all of these things as well, I know you've been doing the Europe thing as well. How do you feel like the music scene is? I mean, especially like in the UK, you know what I mean? And in particular, Bristol is a very musical community. How do you find people receive the music when you perform here compared to in Jamaica?
Well, I've been away from Jamaica for quite a good time now. So, really and truly, I haven't got that opportunity yet to forward to Jamaica to show my people the improvement, how far Jagovi has improved since then, you know. But being here in the UK, I must admit, the music is well accepted. You get me? The fan base is growing. You know what I mean? I say, we just keep doing the music, and we've been doing the music for a while, and we keep doing the music, and now we can see that we are about to reap the rewards of the work that we've put in so far, plus what is to come.
Yes, naturally.
You know?
Yeah, man. Before we wrapped up this interview, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, you know what I mean? And obviously, you know, at some point we want to get you back out when you release your album that's coming out and all of these things as well, you know what I mean?
Not
and
sure.
I've seen, I must say, and I love the new video that I've seen earlier that just been released as well, you know? So, before we go, I know you are a very positive person and it's telling your music as well. Is there any message you'd like to send to all of your fans that will be listening to this podcast?
Well, what Jagovi want to say to I and I fans them is just stay positive, stay focused, you know, just hold a firm meditation, continue to do whatever you're doing as long as it's positive and righteous. You know, help who you can help along the way. You see what I say? Each one is his brother's keeper. You know what I say? So just continue to do the positive work that you are doing. Continue to support Jagovi and every other reggae artist out there. You know what I say? Just and give thanks for your wonderful full support all these years. You know, so yeah, man, it's just more blessing. Just stay strong, my people, and just keep watching Jagovi space, you see me, alongside the Future Man space, alongside Yuri Green space, alongside every artist space. Just keep watching the thing and, you know, just keep supporting the thing and stay true to yourself, my fans.
Yeah, man.
And stay true to the artists. Blessed.
Blessed love. Well, Jagovi, it's been a real pleasure having you on the Reggae Up Yourself podcast. Big up yourself and all your fans all out there, you know what I mean? Please join us again next time, people, for another Reggae Up Yourself. The Future Man signing out, and I'll see you soon. More love. Jagovi, blessed.
Blessed love.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.